Hi Terry, it's Sarah. Sorry I missed your call. I did. I'm so scared to get this thing removed because I don't want to go under. I've actually had it for like 10 years, but and then it disappeared after like 3 years, completely disappeared one day, and then it came back a year or so later. But I'm very active. I lift weights and I'm, put pressure through my wrist, so that's probably where what it's from, being active and lifting weights. And it's causing me pain, but I avoid doing push-ups because it pushes the pressure between the wrist joint there. So should probably just get it removed. Oh God, and I'm not going to sit there wide awake while you drain that thing. That's worse. I think you need to put me to sleep. There's no way I'm going to sit there and let someone put a big fat needle in it while I'm awake. Yeah. That's why I'm like, just remove it under a local because I'm not going to sit there awake. Oh. Okay. Okay. So am I awake when you remove it? Oh, great. Perfect. We do, yeah. And hospital cover. Yeah. I just had his knees fully replaced, so I'm assuming we've got hospital. Okay, great. Yeah, amazing. And then the initial, and that's it. No. I'm just really nervous to go under because I haven't gone under in like, well, I had my boobs done like 12 years ago and that was it, and I'm too scared to even replace those. Mean, but you know what I mean. I've got two kids now, so I assess risk a lot more, so it's very scary. I'll have like the last appointment for the year. No, I'm joking. Yeah, so like what, 6 to 8 weeks properly off it and then slowly building back up again, right? Yeah, that's fine. I can do one hand on my left one, so not my main one, which is great. And you're in Bayside, is that right? Yeah, Hampton. Perfect. Clinic her and then I can just walk home. Wow, amazing. Yeah, my ex is probably more than the hospital. And then when's the next, like, time-wise, once I book in for initial, what's the way to get in to get the surgery done? Oh, okay, cool. Does he actually do just hands, or does he do explant as well? Okay, let's do the hand first and then we'll tackle the boobs. The 45 minutes is like a warm up to the big one. Because I need a full either explant or replacement. They're rippling. I got them done with Tabacoli in Sydney, but they're rippling and they're kind of catching when I train a bit. Like I can feel a little bit of a pain when I train. So they probably just need replacing. Maybe they're, what's it, contractor can trap that thing where they chase themselves over the muscle. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any fat in the butt to pull out. No. Maybe a smidgen, but I would probably be like under 10% body fat because I'm a trainer, so I'm fit. Not to be rude, I'm just very fit and active and I lift a lot of weights and that's why they're in the way. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but let's do the hand first because that's a little surgery and that'll warm me up to the big one. I'm actually petrified. I remember when I had my boobs done 12 years ago, I cried when I went to sleep then and then I woke up fine. But, like, it's just scary. Do you know what I mean? Not waking up. Yeah. I think it's just when you have kids, you just get to that point. Yeah. I know. 34 years old and I'm petrified. Yeah. So an initial, when you have any time, what are your dates like? We'll just do the hand for now and I'll see how I go on sleep. No, that's fine. I'm happy to just keep it with the hand. Can I do, sorry, because I work in the mornings. Do you have anything next week after 11? Perfect. Yep, that's perfect. Yep. That's fine. B-O-U-L. A-Z. E-R. I-S. Yeah. Miss, My married name is Smith, but all my cards are in that name that I gave you.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. 10-2-91. No, but I can get one. Yep, that's fine. Easy. 9B, Teddington, Teddington, Road, Hampton, 3188. Yep, I'll leave that today. HCF. Yep. 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 What's the number, sorry? 159 Church Street. Perfect. Thank you so much. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.